Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I am pleased to have with us in the studio this morning some representatives from the Pites Cancer Support House, Ms. Roxy Koop and Melissa Hudson. Welcome.
Hi.
Good morning.
Roxy, you've never been with us before. I'm glad you're here.
No, I haven't, and thank you for the honor.
Melissa, you had to bring her with you because she is coordinating and teaching classes at the house.
Yes, she teaches how to be nicotine-free, right?
I do. I've done it for many, many years. I am certified in the American Cancer Society Fresh Start Program, and now also with the Quit Smart Tobacco Cessation Program, which has the highest success rate that we've ever found in any program.
Well, good for you, and I know that class has helped many, many people for a long time at the Pites Cancer Support House. And Melissa, you said something that, you know, it's not a mistake on how you said it, but we're trying to talk more in terms of being nicotine free and not just smoking
tobacco.
Cessation or tobacco these
right.
days, because of obviously, I mean, we know about the cigarettes and we know about the nicotine, but you know, we need to talk about the vaping as well.
Yeah, we have the smoking and the chewing and now the vaping. So we're trying to, you know, say, hey, she'll help you. She'll help you to cut back that first day, because I tell everyone, okay, you're registering, but your first day, you don't have to be a non-smoker that day. She's going to teach you how to cut back and be successful. So,
right. This is a wonderful program, and it works so well because we address all three parts of the addiction process. Everybody knows nicotine is physically addicting. But if that was the only problem, we could just slap a nicotine patch on and we'd be fine. But unfortunately, there are other parts to the addiction process that make quitting so difficult. And to me, and to a lot of people, the most difficult part is the psychological addiction, where our life is just so stressful, we can't give this up. Or my children are driving me crazy, I can't give this up. Or my boss is such an a-hole that I can't give this up. But unfortunately, those things are going to happen no matter what. So it doesn't matter if you use a vape or chew or smoke or eat banana seeds. You know, it doesn't matter. It's still, that stress is always going to be there. And we just need to learn to deal with it in a more productive way.
And we all have something. You know, I mean, let's face it. Let's be honest with each other. Every one of us has something that we do that we know we shouldn't be doing, whether
right.
it's, you know, whether it's smoking or whether it's eating or whether it's whatever it is. Everybody has something that we could benefit from redirecting our actions to something else.
Correct. Right. And if you're to that point where you are tired of that drug controlling everything you do, can I go to the movies? Can I go gross? Can I go have dinner with a friend because they don't smoke? Or is this employer going to hire me because I have to take several breaks to smoke? You know, when you're tired, when you finally get tired of a drug telling you how to live your life, we can help you with this particular drug, nicotine.
We talk a lot about when it comes to addiction, whatever, you know, we talk about the isolation that comes with addiction. But oftentimes people don't connect isolation with cigarette smoking.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's getting harder and harder for those, you know, to go outside and have that break or do whatever. But like you said, you don't want to go on trips, or you don't want to go to the movies, or you don't want to go to a restaurant anymore. I mean, it's getting harder and harder.
It is.
Or you don't want to go to your family member's house and they ask you to smoke outside, or they don't want grandkids to come over to your house because they don't want them to get bronchitis. Like, it's this battle between families, too. And it shouldn't be, but...
And it's a self-esteem issue. You know, it's embarrassing to be addicted to something. And it used to be cool, but it's not anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just not. It's just embarrassing, and you feel us. And sometimes they get that us against the world. And you may find that your only connection to those coworkers that you go out and smoke with is that you smoke with them. You may have no other things in common. So we can help you overcome that. The scariest part is admitting that you're willing to try. And we're all afraid of failure, but we can help you deal with the stress. with the anxiety and with the cravings. Mm-hmm. So we have many tools available to help you with that when you're ready.
What do you say to those? We live in a retirement community, an older population. What do you say to those people who say, well, I'm this age now. What's the point?
There's, well, because.
And I hear you laughing, so you must hear that often.
Yes, I may. I have several people in their 80s who are quitting. But I have very healthy 90-year-olds and very sick 40-year-olds. So if you want these last years of your life to be the healthiest and the happiest that they can be, then that's when you want to start living better. And we can help you do that.
Well, and also the financial aspect of it. You know, we've discussed that so often, you know, that it's such a big expense to smoke.
It is.
And how much you can go on that trip that you're not able to go on if you save the money that you're spending on nicotine, whatever it is.
Legislation that was just passed in committee this past week in the state of Arkansas where they were going to propose an additional tax on cigarettes to help with additional highway and road funding. And it's just in committee. It hasn't been approved throughout. But, yeah, I mean, that's always the first tax that people look to.
Right, mm-hmm. Right, that sin tax. Mm-hmm. In Arkansas, I believe $1.50 of every pack you buy goes towards the sin tax. Mm-hmm. That money is used to help research in lung-related diseases associated with nicotine use. But only 1% of that money is used in helping people quit smoking. So we are very fortunate to have this program in our community. I really don't know of any other community that has a program like this.
I've seen in doctor's offices and such information to where if you've been a lifetime smoker, after the first day of being smoke-free, after the first mm-hmm. 7 days in the year, can you kind of go through some of those changes?
I can. Within the first 24 hours, your blood pressure may decrease. Nicotine is a vasoconstrictor, which means every time you introduce it into your system, your blood vessels constrict. That makes it harder for your heart to pump. So to compensate, your blood pressure goes up and your heart may grow larger. We call that cardiomegaly. That sounds good. You know, I have a large heart. I have a big heart now. That sounds wonderful. Unfortunately, the heart doesn't pump as well, so it gets floppy. So that increases your chance of a stroke, of a heart attack, of a pulmonary embolism, a deep vein, DVT. So that is why tobacco or nicotine cessation is the number one preventable cause of cardiovascular disease. So when you quit using nicotine, your body immediately relaxes. Your blood vessels relax. Your blood pressure may go down. Within 3 months, your breathing will become better. Your lungs will expand more. You can feel that you can catch that breath that you haven't felt mm-hmm. since maybe you were 14 when you started smoking. And within 10 years, your chances of lung cancer decrease to almost that of someone who never used nicotine.
And it's ironic that you talked earlier about, I have all these stressors in my life, so I need this nicotine to help my stress, but all nicotine does is increase the internal stress that your body feels.
It does. It's actually a stimulant, which is why it goes so well with alcohol. You know, alcohol is a depressant and tobacco use is a stimulant. So it actually increases your feelings of being stressed. And not only that, but if you're to that point where you want to quit using nicotine and every time you do it, you hate yourself, you're mad at yourself, that increases your stress. Plus the embarrassment of having to go somewhere and literally hide behind the fence at the hospital to smoke. I mean, that can't make you feel very good.
Tell us about the class structure. I mean, how does it, I mean, what does it entail? How do we take part in it?
Okay, we will meet 3 times. Mm-hmm. The first time we meet, we're going to go over the addiction process. We're also going to talk about ways of getting prepared for the quit date, which is 2 weeks after we meet. You don't quit right away. We have several tools to help that quit date become as successful as possible so you never have to do this again. We're going to start talking about journaling. Why do I do what I do? Do I smoke because it's a habit? Do I smoke because or use nicotine because I'm very physically addicted. Do I start using it because I have too much stress? So we're going to do brand switching, which by the time you get to your quit date, your nicotine level will be about half of what it was before. And we're going to talk about your friends and family, how they can help support you, not police you, just be there for you so they're not, you don't feel like you're being spied on, because that's just going to piss you off and make you want to smoke. So we are on your quit date. We all meet again on your quit date. We talk about what went wrong, what went right, what we could do to help each other. Your success rate increases by at least 50% just by being in a support group. And we offer several tools. We will give you 2 weeks of the nicotine patches if that's what you choose to use. They introduce the nicotine into your system at a slow, steady rate. But if you smoke more than a pack a day, we really recommend you also use some nicotine lozenges just to help you get a little extra nicotine. You may choose to use Wellbutrin, which is a mild antidepressant, and one of the side effects was people just didn't smoke as much. There's also Chantix, which is popular on the market. It inhibits the same receptors in your brain as the nicotine does, so you no longer get any pleasure from smoking. All drugs have side effects, and we talk about those and which one may be best for you. We also offer a little fake cigarette to help you with that hand and mouth motion. So it's just something, a tool to help you with the habit. We will also give you a relaxation CD that helps you learn all the positive aspects of being nicotine-free and help you through those anxiety times when you feel like, I don't remember why this was such a good idea.
And I'm sure you have heard every possible reason of why someone can't quit.
So there's
really probably no point in bringing my list of reasons why I can't quit, right?
I'd be happy to listen anytime, but couples have a harder time sometimes. They can either be very supportive or they can...
It's their activity together.
Right, or yeah. they can sabotage each other without even realizing it. And I have heard several people say, well, I was doing fine, but she made me quit smoke. She made me mad. Or she started smoking, or he started smoking, so I started smoking. Unless they're sitting on your chest and poking those cigarettes in your mouth, you really can't use that excuse. Every person has their own journey, and if you really want to, you can do it. And it may not be their turn. It may not be their time, but they will eventually come around.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Melissa Hudson and Roxy Cooper, the Pites Cancer Support House and the Tobacco Cessation Program. Kind of got it. I have a really, I have a hard time with that word. So I'm kind of dancing all around the name of the class, but that's the class. And if you're interested, How, Roxy, do people get involved? How do they sign up, or how do they learn more information about it?
We are so fortunate. The Pites Cancer Support House has offered their facility for the programs. It's a beautiful location located right next to the hospital. All you have to do is call 508-CARE, C-A-R-E, and they will give you information about the program and the dates and the time. We try to do them about once a month. There are 3 sessions each time. The first one is getting ready. The second one is your quit date. And the third one, we talk about remaining a non-smoker, which is the hardest part. Mark Twain said, quitting smoking's easy. I do it 100 times a day. So, you know, but remaining a non-smoker or a non-tobacco user is probably the hardest part. And there are lots of people who worry about weight gain. And it is true. Sometimes we substitute that hand-to-mouth with food, but it all depends on what you put in your mouth. You don't have to gain weight. And we talk about ways of handling that issue. I've had a lot of women tell me they can't quit smoking because they'll gain weight. There are a lot of overweight smokers. That's not really a good excuse. So we can help you with that. But call 508-CARE and they will give you the dates. The next date is April 8th. the 22nd and the 26th at 6 p.m. We do an evening program, and then we do a day program.
We've seen the numbers of smoking or smokers decrease over the past, it's been on the decline for, a decade or so, but we've seen those numbers go way down. Well, one thing that they're not talking about and one thing that we don't know the data on is the increase in vaping and the increase in, like, you guys keep talking about being nicotine-free, and it's not a smoke-free environment anymore. And you see a lot of the signage changing. Like, if you're around any of the public schools or the college, I mean, it's more of being a nicotine-free campus, and it's no longer being a smoke-free campus.
Yeah, this is a huge business that's popped up. And
It kind of, like, came out of nowhere in the, the past 2 years.
Yes.
I mean, and if you have a teenager, you're very familiar with it because it's everywhere with the teens.
Right.
It's kind of embarrassing. You drive in a mountain home, and there's, like, as many vape program is there tattoo shops, it's like, what's happening? And it's a huge industry, and they'll make their millions and then they'll go away. Mm-hmm. Because we really don't know what's going to happen until the lawsuits start coming in.
Well, there's no regulation truly about
right.
it. I mean, there's really no regulation, and there's not a lot of regulation when it even with, like, advertising and such things. I mean, it's kind of like a wide open game.
And I went to one of the shops, and I asked them about their cessation program. And they told me that if the user chose to, they could reduce the amount of nicotine in each vape or electronic cigarette till they eventually quit. But they don't actually have a program, and they don't actually want you to quit using nicotine. If you quit using it, what's the point? Except to maybe look cool as a teenager with a lot of smoke. But the chances of you giving up that nicotine are pretty slim. So either way, you are addicted to that drug. So whether you get it by a cigarette or a vape, electronic cigarette or a chew, that is the drug we're talking about, is nicotine. So when you want to become nicotine-free, we can help you. The vape is just another tool. True.
Of delivery.
Yeah. You quit smoking, mm-hmm. That's true. But
it doesn't smell.
And you didn't, but right. You didn't quit using nicotine. Mm-hmm. Right.
Do we have enough information yet to know the health concerns related to vaping? I mean, I've seen things from the American Cancer Society on, the phrase popcorn lung. You talk about nicotine being a vasoconstrictor. So there's still nicotine being delivered into the body. We don't really know about
and
any
other
of this
chemicals,
stuff.
The flavoring.
Uh-huh.
Those flavors may be FDA approved for digestion, but nothing belongs in your lungs but air. Kool-Aid flavoring does not belong in your lungs. So whatever they do to us in the future, we don't know until it's too late. So when you want to have healthy lungs, we can help you do that.
And I think the kids and adults really don't know what the vaping is doing. Like, they don't realize that worse
yeah.
for you than smoking. It has more nicotine in the vape than cigarettes does. So, those that are like, well, I quit smoking, I just vape now. Well, you're still doing the same thing, maybe worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it tastes even better. You're just switching it up to a different addiction, but mm-hmm. it's the same addiction.
Right.
And these kids, I mean, they think it's cool to take a picture of themselves in all this smoke. But look at all that smoke that they just inhaled in their lungs. Like, it just seems like it's much worse.
It's just illogical. It's mm-hmm. just.
Mm-hmm. It says that one cartridge for, the Juul brand is very popular, and that's kind of the one that's really come out in the news and the lawsuits have started with. But that one cartridge is the equivalent of a pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And the teens are going through those cartridges. I mean, it looks like a jump drive, a flash drive,
right.
If you're familiar with that. I mean, and so they can hide it easily. But one cartridge is the equivalent of a pack of cigarettes, and the teens are going through a cartridge a day.
Well, the nicotine's mm-hmm. what's addictive.
Yeah.
So you want that higher nicotine rate to stay addictive so you make more sales.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not in it for you. It's all about the money.
Well, there's a reason why Big Tobacco owns the companies.
Right. And the schools are having such a hard time keeping it out of the schools. It's easy to...
To the parents. Yeah. All right, what are we going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of the money, I mean, if you use $5 a day, that's $25 a week.
So where are they getting that money?
Well, and not only that, but if you're an adult... You could buy a used car for what you use on nicotine use, mm-hmm. and it's not just the use either. Your health insurance may increase due to tobacco use. Your car insurance.
Many companies, I mean, there are healthcare companies now. I mean, you guys work for the hospital too. There are some hospitals that you cannot get group insurance if you're a smoker for some of those, and you know,
or they're charging you $30 a week extra. Tobacco.
Really?
Some companies are doing that, yeah. They're charging you extra to cover the insurance cost. Mm-hmm. And so you're getting double whammied. You're just burning up that money.
Roxy, you're a former smoker?
I am. And that is why I do this program. I know how hard it is to give it up. It was the hardest thing I ever did, but was the best thing I ever did. I could not have become a nurse if I still used... Because I had to smoke every hour. I was so addicted. And so it opened up my whole life. It changed my whole life to finally gain control over something that was controlling me.
Congratulations. Awesome. I hope you can help many, many more people overcome the addiction. Because most smokers would quit if they could.
To remember what was the scariest part, because we looked for help when we were trying to quit smoking, and I just needed someone to help me know what to do when I had a craving. What was I going to do when I had the anxiety? Because your mind will play tricks on you. Sometimes you will think, if I don't get that cigarette, I'm going to die. Well, how stupid is that? And what am I going to do instead? How do I get over that hump? How do I just divert that energy mm-hmm. into something positive?
And Melissa, from the hospital side too, in the Pikes Cancer Support House, you're starting to see more and more people come into the house with those lung cancers.
That's right.
And this is the generation. This is the baby boomer generation when, you know, everyone smoked. You smoked in... When you went to see your doctor, you smoked in the waiting room with your doctor. I mean, this was, and all of these individuals are now retired and, you know, older, and they're needing the services because the lung cancer rate is super high in this country.
That's right. We're seeing a lot more. It seems like it's more prevalent than any other cancer right now that we're seeing come in the house, and there's screening available now. If you've been a smoker or if you've been around chemicals, worked in nurseries, there's now a screening that you can get, and we've had people come in because they've then been diagnosed from their screening. So they're
amazing.
Able to get in a treatment soon and get that taken care of.
We need to talk more about this screening. We don't have all the information yet. It's kind of still new to the area,
yeah.
But we need to come in and talk about this screening because it has the potential to save countless numbers of lives.
That's right.
So, Roxy Coop, Melissa Hudson, I appreciate y'all taking time to come in and talk to us today. I know that we would all, if we could help someone quit, I know we'd all do it, right?
Yes, definitely. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for spending your Saturday with us. You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.